in the hour will be the Washington Squares. And right now, one final segment of our Sunday concert by Joni Mitchell at WNEW-FM.
rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions that I call. I really don't know clouds at all.
Joni Mitchell, and the final segment of our Sunday concert, Both Sides Now. He played real good for free, and All I Want. Pete Fornicelli on Mixed Bag. It was a year ago this weekend that we first encountered the Washington Squares, and they'll be here for an update after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Romano, Republican for Congress.
I stand before you today as a candidate who wants to help President Reagan lead Bergen County into the future. A future filled with promise for a better life for all of us. The question before you, before Bergen County in this district, is do we want a congressman who would have us go back to the tax and spend policies of the Carter-Mondale years, or do we want a congressman who believes, as we do, that taxes should be as low as possible for the working people? I'm ready to start working for you in the Congress this January.
Neil Romano, we need him working in Congress for us, for lower taxes, and so does President Reagan.
And that's why I'm asking you to make Neil Romano a congressman.
Paid for by friends of Neil Romano for Congress Committee.
Thank you very much.
The Pink Pussycat Boutique.
The Pink Pussycat Boutique at 161 West 4th Street, just off of 6th Avenue, has an excellent collection of adult novelties and toys designed to stimulate your heart and soul.
The Pink Pussycat Boutique
is open from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week. You must be 18 to experience
The Pink Pussycat Boutique.
The Pink Pussycat Boutique, the world's number one adult toy store. Call
The Pink Pussycat Boutique
at 243-0077.
Hey, Ray, I see here the New York Times Classified has a colonial with a bright elk.
Now, if you put your glasses on, Bob, you'll see that that's E-I-K as in eat in kitchen.
I don't need glasses, Ray, and to me it looks like elk. Ah, they're probably forest rangers. Luckily, though, they mention bright because there's nothing worse than a stupid elk.
Yeah, I see your point, Bob, but since when are you in the market for a new house?
Since 8 o'clock this morning, when I opened the New York Times and found out every house listed was better than mine.
The New York Times Classified. There's nothing else like it when it comes to buying or selling your home. It has more listings than any other newspaper around. The New York Times Classified. It's the number one bestseller. To place your ad, call 1-800-ADTIMES. Ad Times.
You know, Ray, I think it's time for me to break the mold, broaden my horizons, pursue the unknown.
You're really buying a new house, Bob?
No, I'm opening a game preserve for all those poor elks listed in the New York Times.
The New York Times Classified. It's the number one bestseller in the New York area.
This is Pete Fornicelli back with you on Mixed Bag. And once again, my special guests are the Washington Squares.
Now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries your hand. Once my heart was filled with the love of a girl, I held her close, but she faded in the night like a poem I meant to write. And the leaves that are green turn to brown, and they wither with the wind, and they crumble in your
very, very nice as usual.
Whip that up for this morning.
And you're very nice as usual, too.
Well, thank you. And very appropriate, too, as we come full circle now to another autumn. That's the season we met
autumn's
a year
seen
ago.
Us now.
And we promised at the time to check in with you occasionally, which we've done in the winter and in the spring and in the summer at our picnic. Thank you, by the way, for participating in the first annual Mixed Bag Picnic at Caldwell. Did you have a good time that day?
It was marvelous meeting the sort of the founding fathers of what we're doing.
And mothers. Joan Baez gave me a hug.
Is that right?
Yes, I got a hug from Joan.
Roger
I haven't washed my left side yet.
Roger McGuinn played my vague long neck banjo and said, "Hey, this is sort of nice."
It was lots of fun. Richie Havens said to me the first thing, "Hey, are you an Aquarian?"
I think the high point of it was when someone said, "Hey, Richie, I hear you're doing a beer commercial," and he said, "We've all got to do what we can to help the world."
They're lots of fun, all those people. It was a gas.
Did the environment throw you? What's the difference between a situation like that and the clubs that you came out of?
The difference, first of all, is that when I asked for the person with the green Mercedes with the Woodstock bumper stickers to please go to the parking lot because their lights were on, half the crowd left.
That's a big difference.
That's the main difference. But seriously, we find them a little bit friendlier.
Yeah.
At those concerts.
Definitely.
They're more attentive, more reverent, and the context I think is much more appropriate to what we're doing. I mean, people sitting around in the outdoors enjoying themselves. As opposed to in a smoky nightclub where maybe they're being pressured to buy drinks or something. They can actually come and be very physically comfortable as well as enjoy the music.
You've done a number of those types of gigs this summer, correct?
Dozens. But I've got to say that at those concerts, they sort of send us off and they say, "All hail the conquering heroes," because they want us to conquer the MTV generation, which we're doing as well. But yeah, we've done 12 or... We've done, how many folk festivals have we done this summer?
Well, we did like Winnipeg, we just did another one in New
Philadelphia
Jersey.
Philadelphia Folk Festival.
Philadelphia
Waterloo
Folk Festival.
This one, that one.
The Cream Cheese Festival.
We've been playing every weekend at one festival or another, and we hit an occasional new music club.
So it is branching out from New York City. Remember we spoke on one of your previous visits that part of the problem was the insulation of keeping it to the tri-state area. Now, it's difficult to break out of here without without a record, without some product, without some vehicle,
well,
isn't it?
Yes, well, we had a problem with vehicles, too. Like, our credit card situation got bad.
So we had trouble renting vehicles.
Yes, but...
But actually, we have found, luckily, we were... we're just about to sign with one of the largest booking agencies.
We already signed.
Officially, we've already signed. it just takes a matter of a pen and ink, I guess. But we've been lucky enough to hook up with one of the largest booking agencies and have subsequently gotten national gigs. We'll be Chicago and Milwaukee. We're going back to L.A. We're going to San Francisco. And who knows, Arkansas, maybe next.
I got to say, L.A., they've heard a mixed bag wherever we travel. There's always a couple of wise guys in New York who come up and say, I heard you on the Foreign Tell Show in L.A., in Canada, in the middle of nowhere. These people always come up to us and tell us that.
In the Gobi Desert.
Well, that's nice to hear, but if the audience keeps moving away, that's going to result in a problem.
In Philadelphia, a guy was walking around with a bootleg of the show we did about 6 months ago, playing Two Blue Eyes on his Walkman,
on his box.
He said, hey, how you doing? I got Pete Fornatel here.
I love it.
And all these people screaming out for Samson and Delilah and New Generation, all this, it all comes from the show.
Well, that's terrific. I'm glad to hear all of that. And why don't we give them another one for their bootlegs? You got something else for us?
Okay, guys, this one's the equalized normal. Okay.
This one is about the father of Cubism, and his name is Paul Cézanne. This is written by a friend of ours. This is a new song.
Here we go. Coup d'état est répété.
Well, I love Cubism. It's my favorite style. When I see Cubist paintings, I just got to smile. There's one painter. Cubism.
That's right.
Now some people say it was Picasso.
What?
Some people say it was Tacarico. Some people say it was Modigliani.
What?
They were all crazy. It was Paul Cézanne.
Cézanne, the father of Cubism.
Paul's father said to be a yuppie or an only gal. But Paul just looked at him and he said, no way, pal. I want to be a painter. I know I can. Now his paintings are in the Louvre. His name's Paul Cézanne.
Cézanne. Cézanne, Cézanne. The father, father of Cubism. Cézanne,
the father of Cubism. Cézanne, Cézanne, the original father of Cubism. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Went to school, got beat up. Went to church, they broke my chops. I'm ready. I'm ready. We're ready. Ready to stand and fight. Went to work, got my check. Got fed up and no respect. I'm ready. I'm
future. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're ready. Ready to stand and fight. Well, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready. We're ready. Ready to stand and fight. We're ready. Ready to stand and fight. We're ready. Ready to stand and fight.
Very nice. Stand and Fight, brand new from the Washington Squares on Mixed Bag at WNEW-FM in New York. Congratulations on your recent acknowledgement in Rolling Stone, of all places. Do you see an immediate reaction as a result of the kind of press that you've been getting? How does it translate?
Yeah, I've seen phone calls, everything.
A phone call poured in just last week.
We got a phone call. We got a phone call from a guy in Texas. He said, like, I really like folk music, and no one out here will play it, because we only play this beep-kicking kind of music. I got calls from Texas. He wanted to join the band. He felt like he found a kindred spirit.
He was 18 and out of work, and he had no place to live. His parents threw him out of the house for being a Democrat, of all things. And he said, God knows why. And he said, can I join the Washington Squares? I'd like to play with you in any way possible. I said, when you come up to New York, we'll be glad to see you and stuff. He said, I also write folk songs. And I redo traditional songs. I said, come on up, man. You know, there are people out there waiting for this, I think. There's an election coming up, too, which we're very involved as a folk band. Of course, we're very involved politically as well, and we like to make as many humanist stands as we can, and we try to point people in the right direction when it comes to the voting booth.
Do you have a song that espouses some of these?
We've got a song about Polish solidarity, which is...
It's a human rights issue. I feel it fits it, and this is where we kind of get serious. A lot of people lately have been accusing us of not being a real band, so... We've actually...
I'll find him. Who did that?
Ed Sullivan Jr. told me that. No, actually, we've actually...
But you say nothing about my mom.
We've modified our stage performance a bit and taken out a lot of the patter for the moment just to, like, let people know that the music is really what it's all about. And if you want to, you know what the message is about, it's in the music. And it's in this music for sure.
It's for the New Jersey.
This is our friend David Ost. Translated this for us from the original Polish.
And then we made it into a song.
Exactly.
Soon,
past us, we knew we'd grown strong by the marching of thousands of feet. And we all sang a song to the coming of dawn as we stood in the dark city streets, shouting, "This one's with us, and this one's against." We toppled the statues of stone, but the singer was strong, and he raised up his song, even though he sang out alone. Swaying on the ground.
That's it for this Sunday morning. My thanks to the Washington Squares for being our guests. We'll keep you posted on their activities. Dennis Elsis is in next with a resumption of our Guitar Stars weekend. This is Pete Fornital. I'll be back next Sunday on Mixed Bag when my special guest will be Jesse Colin Young at WNEW-FM in New York.